to our Good Place podcast that is run by Good Place Innovators, a team of researchers, educators, and student fellows passionate about transforming communities with an extra sensitive eye for our place, local context, and true community needs. Our goal is to inspire educators to connect to their place and transform their curriculum, enabling students grow into responsible citizens with curious mind and a greater sense of belonging. My name is Radka Newton. I'm a senior teaching fellow in strategy and innovation at Lancaster University Management School. I'm also an education service designer and a lead of Good Place Innovators project funded by the Enterprise Educators UK. Our project demonstrates the importance of wider understanding of enterprise in the social context, the very topic that was picked up by my colleague, Dr. John Larty, a lecturer from Lancaster University Management School, who is here with me today. John, welcome. It's a great pleasure to have you here with us. Today's episode is very special because we will speak directly about connecting students to places within entrepreneurship education. John, your article from 2021 speaks directly to our project theme, and you really heightened the awareness of the importance of connecting students to places and engaging them in understanding the relationship between entrepreneurship, local communities, and local economies within the curriculum. I'm just really curious to understand, how did you become interested in this topic? Where did you draw the inspiration from?
Thank you very much, Radka. The inspiration really came from readings in cultural geography about the importance of place in people's lives. Two of the really seminal pieces of work in that area were Edward Relf and Yufu Chuan, who had been influential in starting much debate about the effective relationship between people and places. And then from this was work of Jeff Malpass, who highlighted the centrality of place in our existence. You know, when we think of the question, is there anything that we do that's not within the place? Are any of our memories not attached to a particular place? So these were really big questions to start asking. And then these bodies of work also point out how we are losing the language of place. We are becoming, in one sense, placeless as we are becoming increasingly global. As we're becoming more transient, we move from place to place with little regard for the places we visit and the places that we live in. We are becoming less consciously aware of the importance of places in our lives. More recently, there's also been a discussion about the effective relationship between people and places might have importance for the sustainability agenda too. The more we care for places, the more we will want to look after those places, not only for the people in those places, but also for the natural environment. So it was after reading this work that I started to realise that place is not often regarded or captured within an entrepreneurship education. In fact, entrepreneurship education, in one sense, might be thought of as taught in a kind of non-placed way.
Well, these are really interesting points, John. And, you know, I really like how you talk about this transient notion. And we spoke earlier today about how our students just come and go, sometimes never even leave the campus. So I was really pleased to read your article and, you know, how you explicitly talk about the place-based pedagogy. And I'm just thinking, can you give us a bit of a definition of this perspective and of the scope of this concept?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think place-based pedagogy has a kind of history. When we look back to the kind of the far history of where this came from, it was really inspired by the seminal work of Paulo Freire and his call for more critical pedagogies. And for educators and students to be able to read the world and understand situated experiences. So one of his main arguments was that, you know, we do much teaching in the classroom, which is okay. We learn, you know, theories and ideas. But really, those ideas really only really make sense when we're actually in the particular environment, whether that's a natural environment or whether it's a built environment, whether it's communities or businesses. So really, that's kind of where the original kind of inspiration for this came from. And then there's been much work looking at place-based pedagogies and how we can get particularly students within the natural and life sciences and working within the natural environment and understanding how that works in particular environments, in particular settings. So it's really about that immersion in particular places, that we can't just educate students within a classroom. It has to be based within particular places.
And it's great to really be talking about it here in the frame of management school and in the frame of the entrepreneurial learning as well, because I guess we all remember our
geological trips maybe as school kids, and it's probably for other subjects it's much more natural than for us in entrepreneurial learning. And you've developed a framework, Joan, integrating place into entrepreneurial education and into the curriculum. And can you please maybe just guide us through that framework and reflect on the sort of opportunities for us as educators to incorporate place into the curriculum?
My main ideas came from the work of David Greenwood, because he wrote about critical pedagogies of place, and came up with a framework that I then based my own paper on. And he talked about different perspective or different dimensions of place. So one perspective is the phenomenological. So this is a lived experience. So understanding places by the people who live the lives in those particular places. So talking to the people and understanding what place means for those particular people, to really understand those places and the meanings of those places. There's also a sociological dimension and understanding the cultures and customs of a particular place. You know, so it's okay to, you know, we have international students at Lancaster University, you know, and that understanding of their own places as well as the place of Lancaster and what Lancaster means. And that enables them to reflect on their own places and what their own places mean. There's also an ideological, political dimension. And understanding whose voices are heard in a particular place, whose voices have some kind of power within those places, and particularly for entrepreneurship and what happens in entrepreneurship, what decisions get made in terms of which businesses start up, etc. And importantly, and particularly these days, is the ecological dimension and how activities in a place might support or degrade the natural environment, and thinking more about that.
And you know, Lancaster's such a it's such a beautiful place, and you sometimes think, you know, students are missing out. But like you said, you know, their understanding of a place when they are maybe returning to their home countries and thinking about setting up a new venture and listening to the local people, listening to those voices, understanding maybe the political agenda as well. That's so important, you know, so important in our curriculum. And in our previous episodes, we spoke a lot about the emotional dimension of a place and the emotional connection of entrepreneurs with their locality. We spoke about pride, about that sort of sense of belonging. How does this correspond with the dimensions in your framework when you reflect on what you've just described? And what about the emotion, the emotional connection? Is there a place for that?
No, absolutely. So emotional attachment is important. You know, going back to the work of cultural geographers like Ralph and Chuan, they highlighted that connection between people and places and that emotional connection, that attachment to particular places important to our lives. And obviously, David Greenwood's work, you know, is based on that as well and takes ideas from that. But really, you know, the phenomenological is, you know, the meanings that places have to us, you know, there's an emotional connection there. But it's more than just emotion as well. It's a kind of social construction of those places as well, which lead to particular emotional attachments to those places. You know, when we think about, you know, the political landscape, you know, that, you know, creates emotion around the political and voices which are heard. And also increasingly the natural environment as well, and people getting more passionate and emotional about, you know, the effect that we're having on the environment.
And I guess tuning into these emotions of the place as well should really inform entrepreneurs in their endeavor, you know, in setting up new ventures and really understanding the needs of the communities. But, you know, as you said, it's not an easy ask, and everybody has probably different emotional attachments to the place. Especially, you know, for our students when they come to a place where they've never been before. I guess you probably have different emotional attachment to the place where you come from. Then maybe you move somewhere else, you want to start a business. So these emotions are probably very varied. I sort of keep returning to one question in this podcast, and it's about how do entrepreneurs navigate their relationship with the place? And how are they actually able to understand the dynamics of the place, the needs of the communities? I mean, that's quite complex. And we said, you know, it's almost an emotionally intelligent aspect, isn't it? So I wonder, what do you think about us as educators? Do we have a role in facilitating this as a learning for our students?
I think absolutely. And I think for me, it kind of comes down to the importance of the language of place. And I think as educators, in whatever area it may be, I think we play such an important role in bringing different languages to the foreground for students. And I think place, we don't really mention it in many subjects apart from cultural geography. And increasingly, more and more areas of study are making that connection to place. So there's an increasing body of work on entrepreneurship and place and entrepreneurship education and place. So that language of place is becoming increasingly important and increasingly at the foreground of what we're how we're engaging with students. And the more we get students thinking about places and that are important to them and talking about those places that are important to them and the impact that entrepreneurship has had on, whether negative or whether positive on those places, the more then we can make that greater connection to place and realise how important places are within our lives.
And they are, aren't they? I mean, you know, when I think about my place, where I come from, and the sort of social capital of the entrepreneurs, it's such a complex web that we all need to appreciate.
And can I just add to that? Because I think that's really important. And I think this is also relates to how we bring in critical pedagogies as well into the entrepreneurship curriculum. Because I think what strongly in terms of the values that underpin what we teach, you know, is kind of thinking about to move away from entrepreneurship education as just about making money. I think that's the problem with that is it becomes a meaningless activity in itself. So we have to be careful that we're moving towards entrepreneurship education that has meaning in people's lives, that we're doing something to make a positive difference to the world. And I think that's where place can come in and be really important in terms of giving entrepreneurship education some meaning and some underlying values that underpins what we're trying to do.
I think, you know, I've seen more and more students coming actually with this agenda. You know, the young people now are really thinking about wanting to make a difference in their communities. We have a lot of students from India, from China, and they are, you know, grappling with complex issues. And they are not just coming here to learn how to make money, for sure. So the more explicit we are in our own teaching and learning, I think the students would appreciate it as well, wouldn't they? And, you know, as we speak about the curriculum, I wonder from your experience working with students and interacting with local entrepreneurs, how do the students and the entrepreneurs articulate their connection to place?
That's a really interesting question, because I think this is something that really excites me, actually, is because in discussions with small business owners or with students, as soon as you start to engage them into talking about the places that are important to them, you see some kind of excitement and kind of thinking, oh, wow, I've never thought of that before. I've never really thought about my connection as a small business owner to this place and how do I contribute and make this place a better place for everybody around me. And the same as students in thinking about the impact that entrepreneurship has had on the places that are important to them, and even how entrepreneurship has changed the places, even within students' own lifetime, they can see the difference that entrepreneurship has had on those places. So I think this is really important as well, is as soon as we engage students and small business owners in talking about the places that are important to them, we hear the wonderful stories about places and why, and it brings out why place is really important in our lives and the places that matter to us. And you start to get into a really nice, rich conversation with students and local business owners.
Well, you wouldn't be surprised, Joanne, that I'm also intrigued then to know, what would be your personal definition of place?
Okay, so this is a tricky question to answer. As places, for me, are imbued with a kind of meaning for people. So it's about this meaning that we give to our kind of existence and the places where our existence kind of makes sense for us. So places can be, you know, towns or cities. Equally, it can be more specific locations within those towns and cities, maybe particular buildings or particular meeting places, cafes, restaurants, dancing places, or even green spaces such as parks, mountains, hillsides, or even places within our own homes. You know, so there's many different kind of, you know, what places can be and why places that are really important to us. And often there's a number of places that have special meaning to us. and are in different ways that we engage with those places. So places are kind of anywhere and or anything that's special to us and places that we care about and want to look after.
And Joanne, what's your special place? Would you share with our listeners? Do you have your own personal place where you maybe recharge or where you keep returning to for some specific reason?
No, it's a good question. I think the hills, I like the hills. I like going walking, running in the hills, cycling in the hills. So yeah, that's my kind of point of inspiration and nice to think about some of the work that I'm doing at the time.
Well, thank you so much, John. We're coming to the end of this episode and we will share the links to the papers that John mentioned in this discussion on the portal of the website. So thank you so much for your time. That's all for today. And I hope you enjoyed addressing the opportunities in the curriculum, bringing place together and closer to our students, enabling connections that are readily available and yet missed in our classroom. We hope this has inspired you to take that leap and look for local opportunities to define your place as a learning resource, your students as placemakers, and yourself as a place advocate. So stay tuned and do drop us a message or comment to contribute to this very rich discussion. Perhaps you have another view we have not explored yet. Until next time, take care.